Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following Columbus farmer Phil Davey from planting to harvest. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Phil takes advantage of a break between harvesting crops to hang out with his little girl. Sometimes farmers begin harvesting in July and cut without a break through November. That's actually the case more and more as Montana farmers like Phil move away from the old wheat fallow system that was the gold standard here in the Northern Plains for years. They're moving toward planting a wider variety of crops, chickpeas, sunflowers, field corn, ready at different times. Even so, sometimes they do catch a break, and that's what Phil's doing between his winter and spring wheat harvest.
We've been going strong for a couple weeks, so it was actually nice to wake up this morning, went out and changed my water and just relaxed. So May and I came down to Billings just to hang out because May's birthday was a few days ago, so we're just catching up.
I'm 5.
And what's your name?
May.
What's your last name?
Davey.
Say it.
Davey.
May loves riding in the combine with her dad. To pass the time recently, she wrote notes to her aunt, a Butte schoolteacher recruited by her brother to help him harvest.
We write in notes to Aunt Katie.
What'd you tell her?
I don't remember.
I don't remember exactly either, but we wrote her a lot of notes, didn't we?
Yeah.
So she said she was kind of nervous, so she went on YouTube and watched videos on how to run a grain cart. So when she got down to the field, she already kind of had a really good idea what was going to go on. So all she had to do was kind of learn how to drive the tractor. Well, she learned that literally. You couldn't tell that she didn't know how to drive a tractor. She was pretty thrilled she was going to get paid too.
So now Phil's winter wheat is harvested. The verdict is in.
We had a really good crop. I can't complain one bit. You always think you should do a little better with the amount of rain we had. But all in all, it was phenomenal. So if you can say that, you got to be happy with it. I try to do the right things at the right time and let Mother Nature do what she's going to do. And hopefully in the end, we'll have a product like we have in the bin.
Farmers across Montana are reporting high winter wheat yields and good quality in what could be a statewide average of 50 bushels an acre, a record in a state where wheat is a billion-dollar industry. On the heels of the worst drought in the nation last fall, Montana farmers planted 150,000 fewer acres of winter wheat than they did the season before. Soil was so dry, many doubted if winter wheat would even germinate. But then much of Montana was blanketed by a few feet of snow from December to April, setting up the winter wheat for a good run ahead of harvest. Then a lower global supply nudged wheat prices up to where they are now, a 3-year high, creeping back from a 10-year low in 2017.
The prices are still holding up real nice, so maybe they'll come up a little bit, sell some. The determining factor before you cut your crop is how many bushels are we going to have to sell? Now we know that exact number. So if the price is X amount, we know where our break-even point is, so we can sell at a certain price and know that we're making a profit.
This year's winter wheat crop, excellent as it wasn't technically a record for the farm. That belongs to 2015. But one particular field did excel.
It ended up being 97 bushels for the average. And it was just a little field. It was only 41 acres, but it was a 41-acre field that, if you'd say that field right there is going to be our record field for this farm, I think you would have said we were BSing you.
Turns out BS. In this case, from the guy who rents the corrals on the property, did have quite a bit to do with it.
We'd put a little manure on it, and the fertility was everything it needed.
Next week, with harvest wrapping up, Phil decides which variety of wheat he'll plant next fall.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. Theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.